behavior and mutate it, I think we just proceed cautiously but with life as usual.
So this is not a situation in which we need to panic. It's not 6 years ago where a new unknown virus spread widely throughout a cruise ship and then we saw it spread throughout the world. Two important things about hantavirus. We've known about hantaviruses for decades, so it's not new. We know how it behaves. We know its natural history. And the other important thing, even with this particular strain of hantavirus, which can go from person to person spread is very limited. Rodents have been carrying not just hantaviruses, but infections such as leptospirosis, which have been infecting us for a long time. And unless we've determined that this hantavirus has changed its behavior and mutated, I think we just proceed cautiously, but with life as usual. If we're seeing person-to-person spread that is out of sync with previous outbreaks, where we've seen occasions in South America where there have been parties, where there's been very close contact of people for a sustained period of time, we've seen cases. But if we're seeing more fleeting contact and we're seeing case transmission, then that will give us an idea of what's happening. But certainly at this stage, there's nothing to suggest that. But what is really unusual about this whole outbreak is we've never seen hantavirus on a cruise ship before. And unfortunately, it had to be that one strain, the Andes virus, which can be transmitted between people. Otherwise, normally it's not.